introduce my daughter. Sophie, can you say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
Very good. Yeah. This is my daughter, Sophie. I adopted her just over a year and a quarter ago. So she is Slovak. I just adopted her there in the usual system there in Slovakia. I was very excited that I was allowed to do that as a foreigner. And so I'm very blessed to have my gorgeous girl. And she's very shy, can you tell? So I'm also blessed to have amazing Grace here. Yes, she is my baby whisperer. So she takes care of Sophie for me while we're traveling. So, yes. Can you go with Grace? Where's Grace? Can you go to nursery?
No.
No. But you don't know Mama's speech yet. Go on.
Mommy.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, this is me and Sophie, and this is the Good Book Oasis. So, let's go through it. Do I need to do something?
You have to hold your mouth just right.
It works! Okay, since everyone asks, do we need to turn those lights off, or can you see? Oh, okay. So this is my family. You all, or Ksilov, has been supporting my family since 1983. Mm-hmm. These here are my parents, Ken and Lisa Stark. They are not in ministry now. They are living in Baltimore, Maryland. Dad works for Shell. He's a safety technician, so basically he watches people work and tells them what to do. So that's Ken and Lisa. So a lot of you will remember them. So this is my younger sister, Kenna, and her husband, Brandon. And they have a little baby called Micah. And they live in Columbus, Ohio. Most of you will know Tammy and Rob Coker. You all support them. They live in Atlanta, and they work for Ambassadors for Christ, doing the much-needed Ministry of Accounting, because for people like me, that's just whoosh. How do you do that? And that's their son, Robbie, and their daughter, Carissa. And Robbie is 15, and Carissa is 13. And that's me, and that's Sophie, looking very grumpy. Okay, so I work in Slovakia. Yes, the Ukraine is reasonably close. See the UKR over there? So it's all the way on the end of Slovakia. So technically, we are bordered with Ukraine. But I'm farther over on the east. Right next to me would be Vienna, Austria. So if you don't know where it is, just follow the boot up and go to the right. So that's where Slovakia is. So Slovakia is a very historical culture, just beautiful culture, great, beautiful people, just so friendly and kind. So first, I wanted to share with you the story of how I ended up in Slovakia with this house, because it's God's story. People ask me how did we end up there again? I want to stay there. Okay, I was wanting to open a guest house for missionaries in Europe, Central Europe, so as I could reach people from many different areas. So I sent out an email to a bunch of missionaries asking where would be a good place. And basically they all said, "We don't care, just tell us when you open it so we can come." So I was like, well, that's not helpful. But through that email, I was contacted by a Slovak family who lives in Canada, and they said, "We have a house in Slovakia that's empty. Would you like to use it?" So I was like, wow, that's the Lord, yay! So I started working towards it. You may have even seen pictures of that, because that was my initial support raising. But halfway through support raising, they emailed me and said, "We're sorry, it's fallen through." And so I was just about ready to, you know, cry. And then they said, so how about we just buy you another house? So no, God didn't send me to Slovakia. Yes, it's very obvious that God sent me to Slovakia. They sent me to choose a house, and they bought it. And I rent it from them, and they have renovated the kitchen for me. And now, I'll tell you later, we're working on an extension. They're paying for part of that, all based on what we need for the ministry. They don't need any of this. I mean, that's just amazing. So you can't look at this ministry and say that it's something that I've done. It's definitely God. So it's just wonderful. So what is the Oasis, actually? The Good Book Oasis is a place for missionaries and their families to come and rest and be restored to continue their ministries. We're not taking people out of ministry. We're not changing people's ministries. We're just helping to restore them so that they can continue ministering. I work for an organization called Life Impact, and this is all we do. Our heart is missionary care. Okay? So we have hosted oases of rest and renewal for international workers, pastors, and other Christian leaders. So this is our entire job. When I joined Life Impact about 10 years ago, there were five of us, two couples and me. We had two oases in the U.S., and I opened the first one overseas. We now have over 35 staff, and we have 13 oases all over the world. South America, Africa, Asia, Europe. The Lord is just expanding this ministry in 10 years. That's, 100,000% increase? I don't know. Don't do math. So why do we need oases for missionaries? On average, every year, 5,000 missionaries leave the field for stress. That's not missionaries who are evacuated from war zones or who retire or change jobs. This is missionaries who leave for preventable reasons. Preventable reasons involving stress mostly. That if only those people only reached one person with the gospel, that would be 5,000 people every single year who did not hear the gospel. And those are very low numbers, because I don't want to make you not believe me, but they're actually closer to 8,000 to 10,000. Okay? That's far too many. We can't afford to lose that many missionaries every single year. So we believe at Life Impact that prevention is better than a cure. I didn't want to start a burnout center. There are burnout centers to help people cope with stress after it's happened. We want to provide regular places of rest so that they can be renewed and refreshed to continue, not have to leave, but to continue. So the simplest way to describe what I do is a bed and breakfast for missionaries. But essentially, it breaks down to more than that. So in the past, I've been there for 6 years. In the past 6 years, I have had missionaries from over 25 locations, all the way from Uganda to Azerbaijan. Does anybody know where Azerbaijan is? Does anybody else besides me surprised that was actually the name of a country? Okay, this wasn't just me. Yeah, when they told me, they're like, oh yeah, we're missionaries in Azerbaijan. Where's the atlas? Okay, Kyrgyzstan. I did know that one. Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary. Most missionaries come for about a week. I've had a few people come for 2 weeks. Some people who live more locally, they'll come for just a weekend. But on average, it's about a week stay. These missionaries from 25 locations are not all American. I've had over 20 nationalities. So I have a South African family that works in Slovakia, an Irish that works in Hungary. It's just crazy, the mixes, and it's just wonderful. I get to meet all these different people. So in the past 6 years, I've had over 400 guests at the Oasis, missionaries and pastors from all over the world, all different nationalities, different denominations. We are non-denominational. But we do have, you know, our basic, our tenets of faith. So I've also held 4 missionary kid retreats because I'm a missionary kid. I have a heart for missionary kids. So we've had 4 just this last fall in October, with the last 2. We had had 1 each year before that, but we had so much interest that we had to split it into 2 weekends for 2 different ages. So we're hoping to make this an annual thing. Actually, the kids want me to do it biannually. We'll see. But it was great fun to see the kids, and it's just great to see their faces light up when I say something that only a missionary kid would understand. They look at me and they say, "Really? You know? You know? You understand?" And to meet each other, because a lot of them live very isolated from other missionaries, and they get so excited when they see and meet people. So, what do I do every day besides running after Sophie? I do a lot of cooking and cleaning. That's the practical aspect. I've got to do gardening, maintenance, all that stuff. Along the more spiritual, emotional aspect, I'm not a counselor. I'm trained a little bit in coaching, but basically I'm a listening ear. So I talk to people. Or actually, they talk to me. I don't usually have to ask. They just come sit down and start talking, which is great. And sometimes that's all you need, is someone to vent to or someone to talk to who understands what it's like to be a missionary and who's not going to judge you or report back to your boss and say, "Man, these people are stressed. We got to get them out of here." I'm just a safe person to talk to. So they just... I had to buy a chair for in the kitchen because almost every time I'm cooking, someone comes in there to talk to me while I'm cooking. I think the kitchen is just a welcoming place. So that's what I do a lot of. Of course, there's also the paperwork, which unfortunately has to be done. All right, so I follow what Christ said to his disciples. He said, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So we hope that tired, stressed missionaries will come and leave renewed and refreshed and ready to go. This is a quote from a missionary guest. "We've had such a hectic and stressful time over this past year. Really felt that God was telling us to rest. And we really feel that we have found the resting place that we needed." So that was really encouraging. So, I have to tell you something. I am fat. Now, before you get concerned about my self-esteem, I will tell you that Life Impact is fat. All right, let me explain. In the body of Christ, everyone has a job, right? And we usually use a body part to describe the different jobs. I was trying to figure out what my job was. And God said, "You're fat, Amber." Well, it actually works out really well. Okay, fat stores in your body for emergency energy. When your body runs out of energy, it feeds off of fat. It's your emergency fuel source. That's me. When the missionaries run out of energy, they come to me and they can feed on choc chip cookies and all kinds of things, and we bring them back to strength. When they don't have any of their own, they can come be with us. Pretty cool, right? It gets better. I'm a shock absorber. Okay, in case of a sudden impact, this is from a medical journal, or severe trauma, this layer of fat will absorb as much of the shock as it can to protect essential organs from significant damage. Okay, pretty easy to see how that works, right? We're there. When there's a major trauma in their life, we're there to be the shock absorber, to absorb as much as we can to protect them from damage. So they can come to us and we can help them get through this shock and damage. A sudden blow. That's my job. We're also backup power. As we said before, your body stores fats to be used later on. So after they come and they've been rejuvenated, then they can store up more for continued ministry. If they come to us and they just leave at exactly the same energy level, that wouldn't be what I'm called to do. They need to restock so that their reserves are full again. And that's not something I can do, right? That comes from God. That comes from God's presence. And that comes from your prayers. And so that's why we can't do it without you. You can be fat too. You see, fat is good. All right? See, now when people tell you, if someone tells you you're fat, just say, thank you. I am. But you can be fat too for other people. You can help them through shocks. You can help your pastor. You can help your missionaries. You can be their fat. Okay? You may not be called to be the feet to go. I'm not called to be the feet and go and share the gospel. I'm called to be the fat that protects the feet, that carries the heart. Anyways, you can be the fat too for different people. So let me tell you some of my needs right now. My biggest need is a co-worker to minister alongside of me. I actually am alone in this ministry, so I run the house by myself. So I really, 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 really need help. And Sophie has not learned how to do dishes yet. Or paperwork. I keep trying to get her to do all the expense reports, and it's just not working. So I really need a coworker. So please pray with me and look around, see if there's anyone who would be interested in joining this ministry. Monthly financial support, just the nature of missions, support drops. It just happens. And so I need to bring it back up to 100%. Funds for the construction project. I'll show you pictures of the construction project in a minute. I need basically funding to help finish the inside of it. So which is actually another thing I need is teams of people. So I don't know if a bunch of you are good at working on interior stuff. Basically, I need floors put in. And the bathroom tiled and the light fixtures put in. So if I could get teams, that will lower the cost need for that part of the project. The construction project, which started in the fall, is almost done with the outside part. They put the roof on. This week they're putting in the electricity and the plumbing. And then they'll finish up with the interior walls, and then I'll have to start working on the second stage, which is getting the interior finished. It will increase the size of the oasis. It will double it, basically. At this point, Sophie and I live in two bedrooms. That's where we live. And the rest is the oasis, and we have two guest bedrooms. The construction will build a little apartment. Sophie and I will live there, and then we will have four guest bedrooms, which will really increase our capacity, which would be wonderful, because we've had to have guests piling on top of each other. I generally only take one family at once, but I have had a family with eight kids, and it was kind of hard to fit them in two bedrooms. So that's just the thing. So we'd like to finish it this spring. It would be nice to just have it done and finished, because you know how difficult it is to have ongoing construction. So, would you please pray with me for a co-worker, as I said, for physical strength in continuing the ministry, taking care of Sophie. I've damaged my shoulder, and so I've been trying to rest it with a two-year-old. Just pray that the Lord will heal that. For spiritual strength and emotional strength, it is a draining ministry. Just hearing difficulties all the time. I hear the good stuff too, which is great. But yeah, good local Christian fellowship. My church that I attend is 45 minutes away. So I'm only able to attend on Sundays. I'm not able to be involved in anything else, which makes me sad because I like to be involved. So I'm trying to find something a little closer because it's difficult to do anything when I have guests because I usually cook. So I can't really be involved in evening events if it's that far away. Finances, as I said. And that more missionaries would find the oasis and come and that they would be rested. Your prayers are what make a difference, as I said. Feeding them cookies only helps with a certain kind of fat. The other fat needs to come from the Lord. So, this is a quote, another quote from a missionary. I'm grateful to God for inviting Amber to this ministry and for those who are behind it in prayer and support. That's you. You have made a difference. So, I'm going to teach you a Slovak word. Everybody say, ja.
Ja.
Ku.
Ku.
Jem.
Jem.
Ja, ku, jem. Thank you. Ďakujem. Thank you. Thank you so much for being part of this ministry ever since the beginning. You guys have been behind me, and you are very special to me. So, I did really well. I have time for questions. Yes. Okay. So, we have questions from anyone. Yes.
So how many languages do you speak?
I speak English and British and Canadian. And I'm learning Slovak. It's a difficult language. I'm working on it. But I minister in English at the Oasis. If I tried to learn the languages of everyone who comes through, I would never stop. So we communicate in English. I haven't had any problems yet. I've had a couple of families who their English is very, very small, but, you know, food, time, you know, eat, we can communicate as far as that goes. Yeah?
What parts of the year, or how many weeks of the year do you have you actually stay in?
That's really hard to say. It changes year by year. Last year, I didn't have as many weeks as usual. The year before, I was almost completely full. My problem usually is saying no, because I get guest after guest after guest, and then I wear myself out. And my job is to teach people not to do that, so I need to take my own advice. But I hate to say no, they need it. I know, I need the rest too. So I try to schedule time off, so maximum of full of 3 weeks a month, so I have at least a week. But there's also, it takes at least 2 days to turn over the house, you know, do the laundry, clean, and get food ready for the next one. So yeah, I could be really full if I didn't say no. So, yeah. Yeah?
On this building project, do you have local people that volunteer to help you on that? What's the spiritual condition of that area?
We have a construction company building it. It's not a volunteer thing right now. The landlord is paying for most of it and raised enough support to cover the other. Now I need to pay for the interior, and the interior I'm hoping to get more volunteers. Where I live, well, in Slovakia you're either Lutheran or you're Catholic, and anything else is considered a cult. So I'm considered part of a cult. They're starting to be more accepting of people from different denominations now, but they still find it weird. And if you're Lutheran or Catholic, basically that means you were baptized there and that's it. There's not a lot of spiritual growth in Slovakia right now. So there was a big growth right after communism, and then it just stagnated, which is unfortunate. It happened in a lot of the communist countries. So I attend what's considered a brethren church over there. Most of my neighbors claim they're Christians, but that's what they say. They never attend church or anything, but they still say they're Christians. That's the type of spiritual life in Slovakia right now. So
you get to witness to them at all?
I do. I try to. Yeah, I try to witness, but it's always difficult to communicate, and my language skills are just not up to snuff as far as that goes. I've tried many times, and sometimes they just look at me like, "You're so weird." Yes. And then I try explaining what I do. Oh, goodness. That's just crazy. So wait, what?
What's the route to get there? What town do you go? City do you fly to?
Well, you fly into Vienna, Austria. It's only 2 hours drive from my house. And that's a big international airport. So I have missionaries fly into there. I fly into there. I have other missionaries who drive in. Bratislava is the capital of Slovakia, and it's like 20 minutes from Vienna. They're considered sister cities. They're really close, just right across the border from each other. But I'm north of that, so I'm right on the Czech border. Sometimes I'll stand in my kitchen and my phone will say, "Welcome to the Czech Republic." Right. Not because I'm so far west. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ukraine border is all the way on the east. So no, we haven't really been affected by it in my area at all.
Have people come through your area that have been affected by that?
Not so much. Slovakia denied entry to the refugees from Turkey and stuff. So we refused to take any refugees.
Okay.